Monday, September 7th, 2019. For KDDR News, I'm Ace Sauerwein. A 22-year-old man is in custody in connection to reports of firearms being discharged in Jamestown Sunday morning. Jamestown police responded to concerning gunshots being heard around 4:30 a.m. and found nothing. At around 10 a.m., an individual found 5 bullet holes in the side of a vehicle. It was discovered that earlier that night, the owner of the car had an altercation with another man. Police have not released the name of the other man. However, the Stutsman County Jail roster lists Alan Jevning as being charged with criminal mischief and reckless endangerment. No injuries were reported. A man originally sent to prison for life for helping to cover up the death of a woman whose baby was cut from her womb is set to receive a new sentence. William Hone of Fargo was sentenced to life with possibility of parole in 2017 on the attack on Savannah Graywind, whose baby survived. Justices ruled in August that a judge mistakenly classified Hone as a dangerous special offender and he should not have received life. Hone now faces 21 years in prison on 2 charges. The 16-year-old climate activist who garnered international attention when she scolded world leaders at the UN is visiting American Indian reservations in the Dakotas to talk about oil pipelines. Greta Thunberg appeared Sunday in a youth panel discussion on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. A similar event is planned Tuesday morning on the North Dakota side of the Standing Rock Reservation. University of North Dakota officials have broken ground on a new $80 million Memorial Union. Groundbreaking was held outside UND's School of Law during homecoming Friday. Students voted last November in favor of replacing the school's aging student union by raising student fees to support construction and upkeep of a new building. The new memorial union is scheduled for completion in 2021. That's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.